The third International Conference on Small Island Developing States will be held this week from September 1st to 4th in Apia, Samoa. The topic of blue growth will be high on the agenda as high-level attendees meet to discuss aquaculture and related issues concerning the region. Here to elaborate more on the topic is Mr. Indro Sosilo, Director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Division at FAO headquarters in Rome. Mr. Sosilo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sandra.
Blue growth is going to be a big topic at the upcoming conference, and it's one that FAO is championing. For those who don't know, what are the main issues that FAO's Blue Growth Initiative is concerned with?
Well, to start with, we realize that 3/4 of our Earth's surface consists of ocean and seas. And those acreage play significant roles on economic growth and also a key source for food security and nutrition. For that reason, FAO launched the Global Blue Growth Initiative, combining captured fisheries resources, aquaculture, ecosystem services, and what we call food chain system to utilize in a sustainable way our very large potential marine and ocean resources.
And what prompted FAO to take the lead on this?
Actually, knowing the demand of the fish will be increasing by years to come, FAO member countries are very positive to prepare response in this new initiative. For example, just one example, the Pacific SIDS, small island country in the Pacific, they have the largest tuna resources in the world. The total production in the Western Pacific in tuna is around 2.4 million tons a year. It would be nice that the resource that they have can be much benefit for development and the livelihood of the people of the countries in the SIDS itself.
So how important is the implementation of the Blue Growth Initiative to the small island developing states?
Considering that the small island developing states have a large resource on fisheries, large potential in aquacultures, at the same time, the islands are also vulnerable with the forthcoming climate change, you know, because of the global warming, sea level rises, some of the islands may be vulnerable, they can disappear under the water. The issue number one on ecosystem services into the Blue Growth Initiative. In the meantime, also, ecosystem services will bring more activities related to tourism, marine tourism, surfing, sailing, diving, and so on. So all of those activities will include within the Blue Growth Initiative. And by doing so, the small islands and developing states will gain the benefits. At the same time, also, they should be able to preserve and conserve their marine resources.
So in terms of concrete outcomes or outputs from this Blue Growth Initiative, what does it offer?
So during the forthcoming conference, to be a side event organized by FAO, to invite all the participants from Seychelles, from Indonesia, from the Netherlands, also from Grenada and Caribbean, will present their activities on developing the prototype of a Blue Growth Initiative by combining activities of captured tuna fisheries and with the shrimp cultures, pearl oyster cultures, seaweed cultures, and also rice farming activities. This will be combined with the product processing and supported by harbor and infrastructures. These kind of examples can be easily adopted in the SIDS countries, and this will better livelihood, gain revenue for the export. The SIDS countries will be able to control at the maximum stage of their resources, and at the same time also able to provide jobs and bringing a modern fishing activities in the region in a more very sustainable way.
And what should we expect from the conference this week in Samoa?
Well, Samoa participants also looking forward to go on the preparatory of the Sustainable Development Goals post-2015 agenda. Up to the moment, yes, they are in the negotiations, but hopefully with the strong support from the SIDS member countries, this will become one of the SDGs post-2015.